Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first caller of the day. Then she will take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge, and her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Now, I should say that Ada Marie does welcome and gives private sessions with people. She gives the first 15 minutes for free. Today, you're just going to get a short chance to talk with her. So if you want to have a full session, you can contact her either via her website, or the better option is to call her, and I'm going to give you that information now. I will say this. She takes calls between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific time, and her website is thegoldenoracle.com. Her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. Now, today, the first caller of the day is Craig, and he asked to talk about breakthroughs. And Ada Marie would like to include him in the discussion to see what direction he wants to go. So, Craig, I'm going to pull your mic live. And, of course, we will take your question at a later point in time. But now we're going to talk about spiritual breakthroughs. So, Ada Marie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and Craig, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great, great. What would you like to have her talk about as far as breakthroughs?
Like, I've recently been going through a season where that I faced some challenges, but I've been waiting for something new to happen to where I can walk into something new that can give me a sense of peace, not only for me, but for my family.
Hmm. Did you catch that, Ada Marie?
It was hard because the line isn't good. It was kind of mottled.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he basically wants to talk about how he can find new directions for himself and his family. Is that right, Craig?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that comes, you know, from a little bit of meditation on the direction you want to go. If you have picked a direction and you'd like to be more aware of it, then that's what you're going to have to do to be able to take that direction and follow it through. There's many places to go to find out. In fact, someone just called yesterday, and they had called and said, "How do I find this out?" And I said, well, for the question you're asking, the best way to do is to get on the Internet and put the question on the Internet, and you will find 40 answers. And she called laughing this morning, and she said, I just got off the Internet at 1:30 this morning. So she got plenty of information, I guess. But that is a way to find out. Today, it's right there. Just get on the Internet and ask the question, and you'll just get all kinds of responses. Some you will like and some you won't. And you can pick and choose what you really want to, you know, hang on to.
Let's ask Craig what's going on right now for him and see if we can help him out with a new direction.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. I give you an example of what's going on. I've been working at a job for almost a year, and things were going great on the job. But I was informed after I came back from my graduation from my master's degree that I was not going to be renewed for tenureship or for the position the following year when I was previously indicated that they wanted me there. And but I'm just seeking spirit, seeing, okay, well, how did that happen? You know, things were going well. I thought that I was going to be on the team. And then now it's they don't want me there, and they didn't make much of a standing case for me not being part of the team next year. And so those kind of things I've just been dealing with here, you know.
So you're kind of at a loss for where you're going to go at this point in time?
Yes.
Did you get what he was saying, Ada Marie?
Yeah, I did, and it seems really strange. It's almost like somebody had picked on him to move him because he was doing well. And there must have been an individual in that group that was, you know, picking on him and trying to move him away. They weren't happy with him, but that sometimes happens, and I don't know how. I really don't know how they get away with it, but I see it happen every once in a while to somebody, even though they're doing a good job and they've been strong and they've been on time and they've done everything right. One individual can have enough power to just cut them loose. I don't know how they do it. I just do not know how they do it. So I can't tell him how it happened. I can tell him that it was through one person, mostly through one individual, and that may give him a clue as to who it could have been.
Sure does.
What's that?
It does.
Pardon?
It definitely gives me a clue.
Oh, okay. All right. So what do you think your options are at this point, Craig?
My options are very limited due to the fact that me and my wife will be going to school this fall. That will require us to to relocate. And that's why I was talking about breakthroughs at the beginning. We're going to have to look for a job. And right now, we've been having a tough go finding anything. We haven't found anything yet as far as prospects.
Well, let me tell you how to find something, okay? Sit down with a paper and pencil and write down the kind of job you want, the name of it, how far you want to drive to get to and from work, the kind of people you want to work with, and you see, you need to write it out. You're going to make it happen, because when you write it out and say, okay, I want to work at such and such a place, I will receive this much money, I will travel back and forth this distance, I will work with kind and loving people and have an enjoyable rapport with everybody in the company that I work with, something to that of nature. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Now, most people who write that out will have a job in less than a month. So pick the place you want to work, pick the kind of people you want to work with, pick the kind of work you want to do, and all those things that I just said, okay?
Okay.
And then know you can do it.
She's talking about manifesting your reality.
That's what I'm doing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, are you going to go to school and work at the same time? Is that the plan for both you and your wife?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the plan.
Oh, okay. That sounds like very ambitious undertaking for you.
It does sound that way, and you will be successful because you're determined to do it. I can see that determination in you, and you will see it positive, and you will be successful.
Okay.
One of the nice things about reading an auric field is that.
What's that, Ada Marie?
one of the nice things about being able to read an auric field of somebody, the energy around them,
mm-hmm.
like I just did with that young man,
yep.
it's a very positive thing. And it makes it wonderful to be able to say that you know they're going to succeed because they are determined to do it.
Oh, I see what you're saying, as opposed mm-hmm. to delivering some other information.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds like good news for you, Craig.
It certainly does. And I'd like to thank you both for taking my call. It's been a pleasure.
Sure. Was there anything else you wanted to ask her?
Oh, we all set.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Best wishes to you. Okay, we do have another caller from area code 617, and you are live. What is your first name, please? Area code 617, maybe you are muted. We can't hear you. Can you hear us? That's curious. That's happened before. Let me just try muting your microphone for a minute and bring you back live. We have sometimes experienced problems in the studio with the live microphones. So let's try it again. I'm coming to area code 617. You're live. Can you hear us? Okay. Well, we'll try again later, but we do have your mic live, area code 617. Give you one more chance to talk now, and then we'll try you later if it doesn't succeed. Okay. Well, what shall we talk about now? What topic would be good? You want to talk more about spiritual breakthroughs?
That's what people seem to be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, every individual has a different energy in their package, their body, in their life. So they break through that, they break through into the other side, into the viewing of, like, the other side by not being fearful. That's the first thing they have to do. So when they first feel the energy coming to them, if they get frightened, they lose the contact. If they are steady and strong and know that it's a good thing, that nothing can come to them that's bad, only good can come, the person or the entity coming through will be very positive, then they can make the contact. And then once they learn how to make that contact, they can always do it. They do, but they have to be silent, and they have to have their mind completely clear, like there's no thought. You're holding no thought, and you're allowing your conscious self to reach into the other space, the other division of time, and reach in to meet somebody to contact and have a contact with them.
Just to let the callers on the line know, we will take your calls. Right now we're talking about spiritual breakthroughs, and I guess breakthroughs in general, too.
Yeah, because it will come. Sometimes the first thing that happens as people get stronger in that field is they will be thinking of a friend, and their friend will call them, and it's like, I was just thinking of you. Or they will be deciding that they want to go somewhere, and the person they want to go with will show up or, you know, be handy right there. So that kind of communication is because they have sent the message out to that friend, and that friend has picked it up. Even though the friend isn't usually doing that, they can do it. But anybody who wants to practice, who will be listening to the spiritual energy that comes in, they will be able to pick up that a friend is calling them, or a friend is waiting, or somebody's going to come by. I know that somebody's coming by today. About 2 hours ago, I was in the kitchen and taking something out of the oven, and I thought, oh, somebody's going to come. I'm going to ask you not to come till 4 o'clock. And I went about my stuff. They haven't showed up yet, but I have an idea that they'll show up around 4 o'clock.
Let me
and
ask
I told
you.
Them that.
I have a question for you. I had a period in my life where that sort of thing was happening consistently for me.
Good.
Yes. However, it happens very infrequently now. What would you say I may be doing incorrectly or what?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything incorrectly. What has happened is you have turned your energy into other things.
Ah.
To more everyday, probably day-to-day events.
Yes.
So you haven't been able to pick it up as easily as you did when you were younger.
Yeah, well, this was about 15 years ago when it seemed like all I had to do was think of a person and within 5 seconds they would call.
Right.
And
they would still do that if you were more aware of that time zone that you were in, and that time zone was allowing you to be completely free of everything except your thoughts, because thoughts are things.
Yes.
They are things, and thoughts, everything is a thought, and then it materializes into a tree, a car, a house, or whatever.
Right.
So when you were in that state, you were very clear. You knew exactly at that second what you wanted, and it came.
Well, it's interesting because it was actually a fairly turbulent time in my life, but I spent a lot of time in meditation to kind of calm the waves. And God just blessed me in so many different ways that made me feel reassured.
I am so happy to hear you say that, because people don't ever share that, and it's true. If they will just let themselves be silent, God will bless them over and over and over again. You know, He will, because they have been silent long enough for Him to be able to come in and give you those blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were still.
Yes.
And when you were still, you were able to receive.
That's true. That's true.
You cannot do anything if you don't be quiet. Stillness is golden. It's silence. It's golden. And if you can hold the silence, you can receive so much information you couldn't begin to remember it all.
Hmm.
Impossible.
Okay.
When it comes to pass, you'll say, oh, yeah, I remembered that. I remember thinking that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's come back to the topic. Let's take a few calls first and then come back to the topic if there's time. I trust there will be. Okay, we're going to go to area code 203, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Vittoria.
Oh, what an interesting name. How do you spell that?
It's Vittoria.
Oh, Victoria. I thought you were saying Nataria.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, I love the name Victoria, but that is not as unusual as I was thinking you were saying. Victoria, how can we help you today?
I was just calling. I wanted to ask a question about my love life. What do you see with me and a man named Kyle moving forward?
I don't see it happening. I have to tell you what I see. You ask, what do I see? It's going to be a shortly lived relationship.
Probably not what you wanted to hear, Victoria.
I know, but I have to say what I see.
I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Being forewarned lets you to be able to watch for whatever it is that's a problem.
Do you have any sense on what that is, Ada Marie?
No, I really don't, but I do know that it's hidden from her.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh.
Well, you're welcome, honey.
Well, you tell it like it is, and it's kind of hard when somebody gets information like that. But
it is, but if I don't say what I see, I'm not being fair to them or to myself.
Right, I hear you. Well, let's try this phone line again and see if we have any luck. At least we know that it was working for the last two callers. Area code 617, we tried contacting you before. I'm going to bring your mic live, and we'll see if we can make contact with you. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I was on the other line. I'm just listening in, though. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. No problem. Let me just ask you this. Is there a topic you'd like to have us discuss today?
No, I was just listening in to see what Ada Marie was discussing.
Okay. Well, we'll talk some more about spiritual breakthroughs, and thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So, Ada Marie, we were talking about how important it is to meditate in order to stay connected to all that is and to receive blessings from God. Is that the gateway to spiritual breakthroughs, would you say, or are there other means that you'd like to talk about?
Well, the most important thing for anyone to make a spiritual breakthrough is to turn their energy pattern over to God and then be silent, absolutely silent. I cannot tell you how important it is that they go into that silence. And it may only be for a minute and a half or 2 minutes. It may be 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. But once they break through with that silence, they are always going to be connected to their spiritual advisor, their tune in with God.
Would you suggest that's a practice that people can do throughout the day, just for a moment or two here and there, to keep that connection going?
It'd be okay if you're driving your car. That's pretty. You can do most all of that and keep your eyes on the road and let your mind rest, so to speak. Be silent. And you could receive a message during that time because you're not dwelling on something else. Whenever you're not dwelling on something, whenever you let your mind be still and quiet, that's when you're going to break through and make and receive. So that's the only thing I can tell you is when you stop wondering and fooling around with thoughts and just guard your thoughts so that your thoughts are clear and then you can be silent with those clear thoughts, then you're going to be getting information from your guide. It takes that strength to learn how to sit. One of the things that I did in my classes, when I taught classes in California, I had silver stars, little silver stars. And at the beginning of the class, I gave everybody one of those little stars to hold in their hand. It was theirs to keep, but I mean, they had to have it every time they came to class and any other time. And I would tell them, now take your little star. It was a sticky thing, but it was on a square piece of paper so they could hold it. And I'd say, no, be silent. Just look into the beautiful silver star. Just look in it and be silent. Just hold the silence, because it's hard for people to begin to hold the silence. It's really hard for them not to think for a minute or a half a minute or 2 minutes.
Yes.
That's hard for people to do that.
It is.
So we would practice that, and we would do it for the first 2 weeks. We spent our time learning how to be silent. And the easiest way to be silent, if you don't have a silver star, anything that you can hold, anything that you can look at, and then lay it down after you picked it up and lay it down and just look at it silently with no thought of it, right, wrong, or indifferent, just thought, whoa. And your head is still. There's no thoughts in it because there's nothing to think about. And if you practice that and practice it, and you'll get good at it if you do a daily practice for a couple of weeks, you'll be able to do that. And then you can begin to make headway in your spiritual growth because you can be silent and all of a sudden, whoop, there's a joyous feeling coming through you. And that joyous feeling means that you have reached your energy pattern that allows you to listen to the spirit.
Area code 914, we're going to come to you in just a moment. Comment that I'd like to make is what I have found works well for me. I have not tried that with objects. That's interesting. I just focus on my breath. And
well, see, you're more highly evolved. Most everybody can focus on their breath, and like you're saying, so explain to them what you mean by focusing on their breath.
I just pay attention. This is how I shut out my thoughts. I just pay attention to the breathing in and out, and I may just count out my breath to release myself from other thoughts. And I think it's very important that if a thought comes to you, that you not beat yourself up, but just acknowledge it and let it go. Let it drift up like a bubble through the water. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually the thoughts just stop. So that's what I have practiced, and it works well for me. But
it does work well for many people because what you've done is you have actually turned on the silence and let everything leave your head until you're there.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's what you did, and that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's a good thing. You know, it heals the body also. When you're in that state where you're silent and your head is silent, the body is not still. It's working. It's healing. Mm-hmm. I've known people who have terrible chronic conditions and worked with them, and they have gone through that silence enough times that they have literally shocked the doctor as they've healed themselves because they have let their mind be still, and it'll go right to where it's needed the most, and that healing will come.
Well, the other things that I like that help me let go of thoughts and just focus on beauty would be to be in nature,
mm-hmm.
to listen to music.
Right.
I can release my thoughts when I'm doing that and
right.
just enhance my sense of well-being. And
mm-hmm.
so those things work well for me, too, in terms of clearing my mind and being...
Right. They'll work for anybody who will hold them in a positive manner. As long as you are using a positive manner,
mm-hmm.
they work.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is very positive. You're doing very well.
Well, thank you. It seems it works for me.
Yeah. It'll work for anybody who will take the time and really genuinely work on it. It'll come to them. There's nothing that won't come because God will give you anything that's positive. And it may take some people a little longer than others, but it will come as long as they are silent and will let it happen.
And practice. Yeah, and like you say, it can just be for a couple of minutes, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have to say, oh, my God, I can't do it for 15 or 30 minutes. But
you don't need to.
No, but you may find that you'll build up to that, you know.
You could go up to it. In fact, you could be on a trip, and you could be driving, and everything's going along just fine, and all of a sudden you know that you're in the zone because your mind has turned itself off.
Right.
Okay? And then you get a message that ahead of you is a very bad accident, so slow down. And you do that, and you slow down, and it might be gone by the time that you get there. You know, that happens too.
Yeah, it's amazing the things that can come to you when you've practiced silence, in terms of that's how you enhance your intuitive sight.
It is. And all these people, you know, when my kids were small, I taught them to be silent. And they would come up with the funniest stories, and sure enough, those things would happen throughout the week.
That's amazing.
They learned how to be silent.
Well, let's go back to the phone lines. We have a couple of new callers. Area code 914, as I mentioned. I'm now telling you, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. I was just wondering, I don't know if Ada does medical questions.
I can do them, but I usually don't do them over the air. It depends on, you know, there. Some of them, if they're medical questions that are simple, you know. I mean, people have come to me to be. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say I've been suffering from like a chronic condition, but I haven't been diagnosed. And I've been getting testing done, and everything so far has come up normal, which has really shocked me. So I'm just wondering if you could pick up on anything in terms of my health and how
I
to...
Well, I can I can pick up your health, and I don't see anything wrong with you. I think that you might be overdoing it a little and not getting enough rest. But as far as your body, it looks like it's fine. What did they say? What did they say was wrong with you?
They haven't picked up anything, but I get pain on a daily basis, and I just haven't figured out what's the source of the pain.
Well, where is the pain at?
It's in my stomach area.
Okay. And do you fast one day a week?
I don't.
If you do that on one day a week, just have water. Just make a quart of water and sip on that quart of water for the whole day. And probably that pain that you have will dissipate itself.
Okay.
One day a week. Pick a day that you like. And that you would be comfortable to be going just sipping water all day and sip it.
Okay.
There's a lot of women who are overweight because whatever they've done, either they probably haven't eaten too much, but something is going on. And I give them the same recipe that I'm giving you. And I will tell you that I've had hundreds of them call me up months later and say, do you know that in 3 months I was down to my normal size and all the pain was gone out of my abdomen? So I know that recipe works. That's an old, old, old ancient recipe written in a medical book that I have in my cupboard. And you just have get a quart of water, body temperature, you know, regular water, not hot or cold, just normal, and then sip it. Sip it, hold it in your mouth, take a little sip, hold it in your mouth and swallow it all day. You will be full just from sipping it. And while you are full and while there's nothing else in there, the body begins to heal itself. And don't ask me how it does it, honey, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know, but I do know it works. I had to do it myself one time. So it actually works. And I wasn't very big, but I didn't go down much. But all the pain in my abdomen, especially the middle part of my abdomen, went away. It never came back. And that was years
ago.
Wow,
okay.
I think I was in my 30s, and I'm in my late 80s now. So it never did come back.
Okay,
Christine,
so
we're on every week at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesdays. Try it and let us know how it works.
Okay, I will.
It'll
Thank
work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
That's a real old remedy.
Well, that's good to know. I've never heard of it. We have area code 551, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. What's your question?
Hi, my question is, I wanted to know, like, every time I go out the house, the next door neighbor, the guy, I don't know what's going on with him. What is that about?
Well, what does he do?
It's just strange. We always come out the house at the same time, and I don't know. He just look at me weird. Is there something wrong or?
Well, does he make you frightened?
No, it's just a coincidence that we always come out this house, and he just had this long stare.
I don't think he's sitting there watching you come out of the house.
It
doesn't look like that.
It's
Pardon?
Just coincidence. It's just coincidence, right?
It appears to be a coincidence, yeah. Yes. Maybe you go to work at the same time or something, you know.
Okay. So there's no issue.
Does it happen at different times of day?
Well, the long stare.
Mm-hmm. The long stare. Yeah, but I just wondered if you find yourself coming out of the house at different times of the day at the same time.
For the most part, yeah, but definitely around the 10 o'clock.
When they're going to work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like there's anything wrong with it.
It's the stare that bothers you, is that it, Tasha?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just surprised or wonders the same thing about you while you're coming out of the house the same time as him.
Yeah, maybe that's just what it is, because it's just weird.
That could be true too, because it's just a coincidence. But you know, it could be a real surprise to him, and he doesn't know why you're both coming out at the same time. But you're on your way to work, I suppose.
He probably thinks I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you able to? Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Yes. Go ahead.
Do you see me getting the weight loss surgery?
Would you like to lose weight?
Yes.
Would you like to become smaller?
Yeah, but I have like
now listen to me. No, listen. First off, you're not going to lose any weight. You're going to become a size. Tell me what size you'd like to become, and I'll tell you how to do it.
I don't even know what. So I think it's
a size 6, a size 7, size 8.
Maybe a size 6.
8?
6, she said.
Oh, 6. That's a good size. Okay, now look in the mirror in the bathroom and tap your temples on each side at night 10 times and say, I am a perfect size 6. I am a perfect size 6. Now, when you get up in the morning, do the same thing. I am a perfect size 6. Now, in California, people came to me that weighed over 500 pounds. And I will tell you that at the end of a year, they were the size that they declared they were. And they continued to go down until they got to that size.
Okay.
So whatever size you choose, forget about it. And know you're going to be a perfect size 6, and you will be. And by the way, get rid of those clothes.
All right.
If you're a size 12 now or a size 16, as you get down 5 or 6 sizes, remove those clothes out of your closet.
Okay?
You understand what she's saying, Tasha, right?
Yes, I'll remove them.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, because if you don't get rid of them, you're not letting go.
That's right.
And you're not accepting that that's the size you're going to stay.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't need bariatric surgery then?
No, she doesn't need any surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She just needs to do the exercise, and her diet will change because she won't eat as much as she did before, and she won't be as nervous as she has been. She's nervous, and her nervousness is what's caused this condition to escalate.
What about the fasting exercise? Would that be useful for her?
It would be useful for anybody because it would let the body rest. But you got to pick a day that's good for you. When you begin fasting one day a week, you're going to drink a quart of water that day, and you need to be able to hold that energy so that that quart of water works for you. So by all means, if you're going to do that, you pick one day and always do it on the same day, okay? Always fast on the same day. I fast on Monday.
Okay.
Did you hear her talk about fasting with the last caller, Tasha?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Oh, good, good.
Okay. Any other questions before we move on?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well, best wishes to you.
Yes, and have a wonderful, wonderful week, okay?
Okay.
Okay, moving on. The next caller is area code 765, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing fine.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Margie.
Hi, Margie.
Hi. I have a question.
Okay.
I've got an uneasy feeling at work, and more confirmation that what I'm feeling is right.
What do you mean by what you're doing is right? Are you doing your job?
I'm doing my job, but there's new people there at work that, they're accusing me of harassing them because I've told them, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I guess I was told that it was my tone of voice. And so I guess I'm just kind of, it's making me a little leery that something's going on in the background that I don't know about.
Well, anytime you're giving orders to people, you're not going to be as appreciated as you'd like to be. So,
well, no.
You know, and that's probably what's going on because if they're new people and they don't know you very well, they probably find your voice a little harsh.
That's kind of what that's what I was told.
Who told you?
My boss.
Your boss?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your boss's attitude about it?
She was on their side.
Oh.
Kind of.
What do you say?
Saying that she had noticed, she'd had other comments made before from other people that were new people that I was, I guess my tone of voice made them feel like I was, you know, telling them what to do in, I guess, a harsh way. I guess that's what I'm asking, I guess, is,
well,
is that what I'm doing? I mean,
listen, get a record and talk onto a record and then play it back. Well, I had to do that for one woman, and then she called me up and told me she was coming to my house, and she rattled on for about 10 minutes. And when she got there, I said, sit down, Lois. I want to play something for you. So I played the message back that she had just given me. She didn't believe it was her. She said, that's not me. I said, yes, it is. You just finished telling me that before you came over here. So I turned it on and played it again. She said, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. That's kind of what
how she sounded.
Yes. And that's kind of what I guess I'm wanting to find out, that I really do sound like they say, and I'm really talking to them in the way that they say. And
well, get yourself a record and make a record of yourself, then play it back and see how you sound.
Okay.
You'll know right now what they're saying.
Okay.
Can she change it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just asking Ada, how can she change that if she wants?
Well, if she listens to the record like the other lady did, she will change it because she won't like it either, and she will practice to change it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes practice.
Okay. But as far as things happening in the background, like they really aren't, other than the fact that my voice is harsh. I mean, it's not like somebody's trying to get me fired or something like that.
Well, no, I know, but if you have a voice problem, it really is helpful to listen to yourself and then try to make those changes.
Do you think she's safe with her job?
She's safe with her job at this point, but if she changes her voice, then she's going to be a lot safer.
Because
somebody might come in and say, we got to get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
But you don't see that happening now.
I don't see it happening now, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. I will work on it.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, honey.
Okay. We have another caller from area code 504. What's your name, please?
My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi,
thank you for taking my call. I am in a state of flux. Last night, I was doing some stuff at work, and my work is very tense. I accidentally sent the wrong attachments. I sent all my family photos on something, and I didn't hear anything today, but I was just wondering if I'm going to get in trouble for that.
Who did you send it to?
The vice president of the company. It was supposed
to
be like
company.
A count. Yeah, it was so.
And they were personal photos,
yet.
Something like that?
Yes. It was not like anything embarrassing, but I don't know why that happened. And I want a new job, and I just wonder, like, maybe I don't know, you know? That's something.
Do you understand the situation, Ada Marie?
No, I don't. Did somebody ask her to send those pictures to
you? No, she accidentally sent it to people in the company, and they were personal, you know, they were family-type pictures that she attached to an email, which you can do. You can do something called an attachment, and then when people open it. It has various kinds of information in it, and in her case, they were pictures, and she didn't realize she had done that.
I sent the wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. I just wonder if you see me staying in this job long. I just wonder if I'm doing these things subconsciously, or you know what I mean? Like, I'm I am like zoning
like
out at work. Yeah, like I was counting money and I don't even remember. Like I'm going into trances at work. Like literally my body's there but my mind's not there.
You better get out of the job.
Really?
Before something drastic happens.
Okay.
Right now,
oh, you
quit.
Mean like quit?
Like quit. Get a different job.
She should
well,
get the other job first, right?
Well, she
yeah.
should, but she needs to leave as quickly as possible because something in that company is causing her the problem.
Well, it's negative. It's very negative. I started sending out resumes.
I know
resumes.
It's negative, but it's something in the job itself that's causing you the problem. So you need to move on.
I'm trying. I am trying.
Okay,
I'm
that's
not,
good.
I'll
give you a little help here and see if you can't find something right fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see anything?
I see several things, but they're a little bit further away than you think.
Oh,
than
no.
you live. You know, they're not right in that community.
Okay.
How far away are they?
Well, like maybe 5 or 7 miles away, 10.
Oh, well, that's
oh,
not bad.
That's fine. I'll take that. Yeah. I think that my manager does like voodoo and stuff. And
yeah.
I overlooked her iPad and she had all this voodoo type stuff on her iPad. And she's extremely jealous
yeah.
of me. And she was on that
There's
email.
There's your
but
answer
I said,
right there.
Yeah,
two,
I mean, I know that sounds
sick,
crazy.
Take 2 sick days and stay home. And on those 2 sick days, get another job.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Today was the first one, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
She wants you to get out of there, Debbie.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's
I want
bad
to get
news,
out.
Those people.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Debbie, get a pencil and paper out and write down where you want to work and what you want to get paid and all that good stuff, and then tomorrow morning get out there on the street and get the job. It'll be waiting.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah.
What do you mean, like, this woman would, like, actually hurt me?
No, but she would cause you a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I've had my car keyed really, like, intentionally. It's, like, shapes in it. And I think she's bipolar on top of everything.
It don't matter what
yeah.
she is. You got to get away from her.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Yeah.
So,
do I give it 2 weeks or just don't?
Well,
don't give it 2 weeks?
If you get the job, take it. But you can give them 2 weeks, but I would get the job first.
Okay. I actually called in sick today, so I guess I'll call in sick tomorrow. And
okay.
I sent a bunch of emails to confuse them.
Okay,
but remember the one
me.
Bad one.
If,
okay.
Yeah, if she thinks that you're doing something to get out of there, she'll do something to stop you from it. She'll do some nasty work.
She did that already. I applied for a job and I didn't tell her, and then she went behind and applied for the same job, and we both didn't get it. And then she's right. And then I applied for this other job I heard, and then. Because she's kind of like, people laugh at her. And then another girl told me through gossip that they laugh, but she sent a resume. Now, she didn't tell me this. This was all secondhand, and I never told anybody I had tried for the job, too. So everywhere I go, she goes right behind me. That is so true. She does do that. So, wow.
Yeah. She's a nasty person.
Yeah. And I sent, you know, because I sent that email, what I did is I sent a bunch of corrected emails like 5 times so it looked like my computer messed up so that possibly I asked the angels to let them be so confused they wouldn't open the right email. And I felt good. You know how when you get an email and then you get one on top, it says correct the email? I sent a bunch of those so it looked like my computer freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm strong too, but I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted battling her.
Yeah. But you gotta walk away.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I will. Wow.
Well, Ada picked up on the problem before you even mentioned this woman.
Yeah, no, I mean,
yeah.
It sounds nutty. Like, I feel like, I don't tell
no,
many
but
people
the,
what...
there are people just like that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing nutty about it. They're troublemakers.
Yeah, and she's been there a long time, and she's my manager. And, like, if somebody would give... This one cleaning lady gave me a flower on Mother's Day, and she looked at the lady, and the lady said she gave her one just because she could tell that she was, like... going to be mean to me that somebody gave me something. That's how bad it is. People could give me an eraser and she gets jealous. It's very, very weird.
It's too bad. Well, it's called jealousy.
I hope I get a better... Do you see it being a better job? I mean, after what I went through?
If you get out of there, you will get a better job.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And you'll get it quickly, too.
And I'm having problems with my boyfriend and my mom, and I think that she asked for pictures of my family. I think she causes problems within my family, even though she doesn't know them. She just causes trouble. Like,
how
it's just trouble.
How did she get pictures of your family?
Well, the email would be one last night. I'm hoping she didn't open it, but she's always asking me for pictures, and I never gave her any. But she went online on, like, social media.
Hmm.
I'm beginning to hate social media.
Oh, my goodness. I don't put anything on the television, pictures or anything like that.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I will, when I leave, she will be deactivated, like she won't bother me.
I hope you're right.
Wait, I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not sure that she's not going to bother you. She's a mean person.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
We'll just see. Call me back and let me know.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Debbie, you can do one of two things. You can either tune into the show another Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can call Ada Marie directly. Would you like her phone number?
Yes.
520-896-9510.
Okay.
I'm in Arizona.
Oh, okay. I love Arizona. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And thank you
You're
all for
welcome.
Believing me. It's so nutty. Okay. Bye-bye.
We believe just about anything. We're told all situations here. Thank you for calling, Debbie. Wishes to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Get that
bye-bye.
New job fast.
Okay, bye.
She will.
Well, we have 90 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Ada Marie?
I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and I want them to have a fabulous, fabulous week.
Sounds.
Yes, that's what I want to say.
Okay, and you do the same.
I will.
Oh.
I will, and thank you for you're wonderful to work with. I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
Okay, well, have a good week too.
I will. You do the same.
I will. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.